Did you ever see an egg made out of China?
A what?
An egg.
Egg?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they had a lot of them. They used to get those things out and put in the chicken barn, in the coop down after, as a yolk, like that, something to attract the hen, you know, to lay.
Yeah, what do you call that?
I don't know what they...
Chinese?
Some kind of a... I call them a yolk myself, and they put them in there for... So the chicken would see that, and they'd say, well, that's an egg, and I'm going to go lay.
They didn't? Did it work?
Oh, yeah, it worked good. I tell you, it worked so doggone good. At one time, there's a chicken snake. What's it called? A chicken snake that eat eggs, you know?
Yeah.
Big things, about 5-6 foot long, some of them. In our place up in there, they had some of those, in the nest. But they didn't have no other eggs but that, and he come in there and he swallowed one of them. And he couldn't break it. You know, daddy laughed. Come on, daddy. After he swallowed that thing, he tried to get out through the hole where he had come into that hay, to the chicken barn, you understand? He had come in from the top. And there he was. The half of it was hanging on the outside, and the other half was on the inside of the barn. My old daddy comes on, he said, look at that snake, go get a stick. Kill that snake. Went down there and hit him on the head, and they killed him out there, and I tried to get him out. I couldn't pull him out, so he said, go on the inside, he's jammed. And went in there, he had swallowed one of them artificial leg.
It was mighty big. I don't see how he could get his mouth around it to swallow.
You can't imagine how big a snake will open his mouth. You wouldn't imagine. You wouldn't figure that the snake would open his mouth big enough to swallow an egg like that. They'll swallow a small rabbit, some of them big snakes. Take like a rattlesnake. You catch them young rabbits, you'll swallow a whole rabbit. That's how big the mouth will stretch so big, you understand? Wide.
You can swallow it?
Yeah, swallow it. And then it keeps running down, you know. Eggs, the doggone snake that it eat as much as a half a dozen eggs or more at one time.
Mm.
But eggs is easy for snakes to take a dozen. Those snakes they take and they, after they eat, they know they're big, you know. What they do, they tie themselves up like that, you know.
Break?
And they break those eggs. Just squeeze, you know, just roll himself up like that, you know, and you just break the eggs. After you break the egg, and then you got it made.
Huh. That's interesting. Well, did you have something that you kept maybe in the kitchen where you would put scraps in to take out to some kind of bucket, and you put scraps in to take out to the pigs, the hogs?
Well, we always had in the old time, just like we have that now. Now we have what they call a garbage can, you know. Now you have a garbage pickup, you know, the town pass by here twice a week and pick up whatever trash you got. If you had any garbage, any leftover, you know what I mean, stuff that you throw away, you put it up in those bags, you see, and then the garbage man comes along and he picks that up. You picked all that stuff up in bags, you know, seal it up in boxes, bags and stuff like that. In those days, there were at our house, yeah, and that's basically everybody else had what they call a regular garbage, you know, can to put up like leftover stuff. You see, a lot of times you have maybe grits or cornbread or what it may be, anything left over, you know, that instead of putting in the garbage, you had no garbage pickup, but you put that in the bucket, in the can. And practically everybody that had a home like I did here, I always had a pig in the pen back there. I had a pig pen back there, back in my workshop, you know.
Yeah.
Used to keep down there over the dish and keep it clean. And I'd raise a pig down there during the summer. Always had one. And a few chickens in the yard, in the back there. So whatever leftover we had, besides the corn that I'd buy to feed him, you see. But the hog rather have slop than anything else. I call it slop, you know what I mean? left over, like rice or anything left over the table, mm-hmm. not much. You go down there and you put him some corn in there and then drop that slop in that corn waiting for he eat like a hog. So that's the way, you know, we kept all our slop and we didn't have no trouble about garbage pickup. Had no stink. Had a few chicken in the yard, had a little chicken coop back there. I raised all the eggs I wanted to eat with about a 7/8 hand, see? Mm-hmm. Had a nice little coop back there for them to rest in so I could lock up at night. Had my little pig in there, eat all the slop we had during the year. When it gets around Christmas time, I let the butcher come in here and get him and butch it for me. Give me a piece of meat and he sell the rest, you know, and I get another pig to take his place. And the garbage, the trash, you know, with leaves and things like that that we generally pick up around the yard, papers and stuff like that. We had an old steel drum with a hole cut in, you understand? I put a piece of iron to cover it to keep that stuff from flying up, you know, when you put paper and everything in there. But all that stuff in this little drum, we go back there late in the evening or early in the morning, whatever time you want to burn it. But right the wind would just blow the smoke to your neighbor. See? But late, I'd knock on it, you everywhere.